Head Coach Joe Sean with us right now, brought to you by Fine Line Tire in Hancock, Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guests. Coach, a little timid coming out in that third period. We got away from our game, but we got right back on it. I thought it was a well-played game again tonight by the Huskies.
Yeah, I thought in the second period we, you know, we struggled. And I felt a lot better getting through that because that's kind of our MO, is those second periods have been a bit of a bite for us. But our conversation after the second period with the guys was just trying to – we're going to have to win a two-game series somewhere, you know, in the first round to advance. We've got to be able to do that, and it's been hard to do this year. But I told them that's grit. Like right now, guys are tired. Guys are hurt. Guys got banged up tonight. You know, guys are depleted. It would be easy to quit. And then when we went down 1-0, it would have been really easy to feel, you know, sorry for themselves. But they found that grit. And I thought in a lot of ways, it looked to me like we took the game over in a lot of ways. And our defensive, you know, we played off of our defense. We transitioned the puck well. And we got some good looks at the net. And I'm happy for Orzy because he kind of got lost his cover on the first goal against and then got that goal back. The good Lord, I think, kind of looked after him a little bit. I don't even know who got the second goal.
Like Chase.
Oh, Chase, okay. First goal, first college goal. Yeah. Chase, congratulations to him. So very proud of him. And then Logan had a good look at the net and potted it. So huge weekend for us. Keeps us alive. I don't know what's going on in the other scores, but it keeps us alive going into our last weekend.
Really quick, Coach. It looked like what we did again well tonight was when we had the lead, we were able to get the puck deep in their zone and keep them away from getting too many opportunities. We have struggled with that this year. Tonight, we were able to seal it away.
Yeah, again, it comes down to clean. In the second period, I didn't think we were clean on our exits. Last night in the second period, I didn't think we were clean on our exits. In the third period, when they're throwing everything at us, I thought we were much cleaner on our exits, which gave us, you know, some unity coming up on our line rushes, a little bit more, you know, sustained, you know, pass opportunities and things like that. So we broke the puck out. And again, I just think the guys really established grit. You know, you need all the guys in the picture around the puck. You need all five guys in the picture around the puck when you don't have it. And we didn't have that in the second. You know, we were resting a little bit, but excuse me, we found it in the third. And again, I'm just extremely proud of the group. I'm extremely proud of the guys that aren't here that have been helping these guys get ready to play. It's a fun group. I told the guys in there just now. I said I'm a very proud father right now. When you know that things aren't easy and you'd love to do things that would make it easy for your kids, but you can't, because growth, establishing that grit, learning how to work through difficult times is what the world should be all about. And they found a way to do it. And I'm again, huge points for us. They're happy. You know, we're going to give them a little rest this week and let's recover a little bit.
Congratulations, Coach. You got ink stain again on your shirt. I'm just kidding. All right, Coach. Congratulations on the two wins, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Hanson.
Coach's Corner brought to you by Fine Line Tire in Hancock, Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve the guests.